Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirit. Today, we are going to talk with the great, the all-knowing, the wise, and the learned, Miss Cindy Bacchino. Cindy's a great human being. She's also, you might as well say she's a regular on the Zurian Show. Cindy talks about divorce, marriage, happiness, life, the now, emotions, all of these different things in dealing with people that are having relationship problems or looking to improve their overall relationship. Today we're talking about intentional pause, how to use the pause button during and after a divorce. So with that said, hello, Cindy. How are you?
Hey, Zurian. I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again. We're talking about the pause button because I've talked a lot about boundaries and how to create healthy boundaries, either, you know, in your marriage or during divorce or, you know, with your boss or whatever. But I haven't told you, like, that really essential part of the healthy boundary and to get so that you can hold that healthy boundary, and that is the intentional pause. And I'm going to tell you something you absolutely don't know about me at all, Zurian. Are you ready? I'm going to tell you that that pause is really hard for me.
You mean
no laughing?
You mean somebody actually has to go for you to pause or pause?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I don't know whether it's because I'm from, you know, the Southerners would say because I'm a Yankee, you know, we do everything quickly. I speak quickly. I eat quickly. I change quickly. I react quickly. And, you know, there are some people that I adore their patience. You know, I just don't have that. So I'm on this journey, especially the last 20 years, of really kind of trying to slow down. And so what I want to do today is to our listeners today, I want to help them learn how to use their own internal, intentional pause button. Okay, because we all have one, and it sounds really easy, but it's not necessarily easy. You know that easy button from Staples? That was easy, right? You know, that's not the way this works yet. It kind of is the way it works. So you've been through divorce. I've been through divorce. We're talking about the intentional pause during and after divorce, but you know what? The intentional pause can change your life, period, whether you're in divorce or not, whether it's with a boss, whether it's with your children, whether it's with your significant partner. But we're going to talk about it specifically today around during and after divorce, because the intentional pause can just make you live a happier life no matter what. So just imagine you're trying to separate from your spouse and your emotions are running high. We tend to be very sensitive during this really tumultuous time. You really want to hold healthy boundaries, but you find yourself reacting in negative ways. I never did that, did you?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So we're in this place where our life feels completely out of control. And then add in, you know, we run. Our life's pace is very, very quick. So we're running to the car to get in and sit in traffic, you know, so we're going to work and we're traveling with our kids around, you know, taking them here and there. Then we've got to deal with our ex and we've got to deal with attorneys and financial advisors, and none of this stuff is really pretty. So the question then becomes, how do you stop the madness and be in a place of clarity and be there for your children and begin to redefine your life to hold more joy during and after divorce? How do we stop the madness? And that's what we use that intentional pause button for. And we need that pause because it will help improve our responses to our exes and others. You know, this is a really important life skill for everyone, everyone that's listening. Divorce, no divorce, doesn't matter. Intentional pause, because the latest neurological research, and we've talked about the Zurian, says that we are in our unconscious mind 95% of the time, and in our conscious mind only 5% of the time. And there are all these buzzwords around right now, and I'm sure people have come on your show and have talked about being more mindful, being more conscious, being more intentional. And you can't do those things if you really don't hit and learn how to hit that intentional pause button. So today we're going to talk about four different ways to remind yourself about how to use that intentional pause button. And then we're going to talk about some different scenarios that it would really be essential for you to live a happier life and to have a better outcomes by using that intentional pause button. So Zurian, I'm going to go, okay, Zurian, go, when I need the pause button hit. And you're going to do what?
Pause.
So creative of you, Zurian. That is awesome. Yeah, ooh, that's
I like it.
I like too. Yeah, me too. Okay, so what does the pause button do? So the pause button can give us the ability to do something new. We've talked about it before, too, that, you know, we don't think about walking. We don't think about the mechanics of walking. And just like we don't think about how we react and respond to people and situations, because we just do what we've always done. So the intentional pause gives us the opportunity to do something and respond differently. It can give us the ability to say no with compassion and give people choices, and it can keep us in our positive intention. And in doing that, we have better outcomes that bring us more joy, more clarity, and more happiness. So four ways to remind ourselves. So when we're first creating a new habit, we have to be conscious and we have to remind ourselves to do something new. Okay? So the first one to hit that pause button, go Zurian. There you go. Okay, is put visual aids around the house. Okay, so you can cut out pictures of stop signs. You could cut out pictures of someone going shh with their finger over their lips. You could just put the word pause on a sticky note. I don't care what you do to really help yourself see something and know that it's for you to remember to use that intentional pause throughout your day. So in your car, on the refrigerator, on your computer, in your office, where else could you put it? In your bathroom. I love to put stuff in my bathroom because we spend a lot of time in the bathroom, especially women when we're getting ready and doing all of our stuff. So visual aids, really super important. That'll help remind us to stop and breathe and pause. Okay, a second way to remind ourselves to do, Zurian, thank you, is meditation. So starting our day with a meditation, only 5 minutes, maybe not even 5 minutes, but just where we sit quietly, close our eyes, and remind ourselves that today we are going to use that intentional pause whenever we start to get angry or frustrated or flustered, especially when it comes to our ex. Okay, so I want you to think of it as like starting your day off with a healthy, balanced breakfast, but for your emotional, mental world. That's the brilliance of a morning meditation. What else? So we had first visual aid, second meditation, third is breathing. So there is a type of breathing that I know that you know about, this wonderful intentional breathing, where you breathe in for 2 counts, you hold your breath, and you breathe out very slowly for 4. And when you want to use this breath is when you find yourself being impulsive and not thinking before you're speaking. I want you to take a quick time out. You can ask to go to the restroom. You can put yourself in another room. You can just like close your eyes right there if you don't care and just go, okay, I need a minute. And just take like 3 of those breaths. You breathe in for 2 counts. You hold it and then slowly exhale. And if you do that 3 times, I guarantee you, you'll feel your shoulders start to relax. You'll feel your neck start to relax. You'll feel your emotions come under control. You'll bring yourself back to center so that you can respond in an appropriate way that you don't have to say you're sorry for afterwards. So That's three. So the first one, to remind ourselves, visual aids. Second one, meditation, starting your day off intentionally. The third one is breathing. And the last one's my favorite, to do that in that intentional pause. Zurian? That's right. So pen and paper. I never leave the house without pen and paper because the intentional pause doesn't have to only be for like a second or 2 seconds. You can ask for an hour, 2 hours. You can say, let me get back to you tomorrow. And during that time, that intentional pause that you have created for yourself, you can start like journaling and writing down your emotions. You can write down choices for you and other people. You can really start, this is a wonderful cathartic process, so you can really get your creative mind going, and if you need to, writing through your emotions to get those kind of out of the way to, again, bring yourself back to center. So then you take this intentional pause, and it becomes very productive, and it becomes a time for flow, not just for clarity, but also for flow. So we have the four, pen and paper, which is in journaling, breathing, meditation, and visual aids. So those are the four ways to remind ourselves, because whenever we're creating a new habit, we need to remind ourselves to do things differently. And even then, we might still make some mistakes. So I know these are going to be, these examples that I'm going to give are something every soon-to-be ex and ex-partner and children of divorce will experience at some time during their separation and divorce and even after their divorce. So the first example of using your intentional pause is when your ex or your soon-to-be ex, your stubby, we'll call him or her, says something to you and you find it completely ridiculous or offensive. Like that never happens, right? Yeah. So how many times do you sit there with that person across from you and you are so sensitive, they can just look at you one way and you just kind of want to attack them across the table, you know, verbally. So using the intentional pause when your soon-to-be ex, your stubby or your ex says something that you find completely ridiculous, stupid, obnoxious, offensive, you're going to do what, Zurian? That's right, because just like my mother told me, blurting out comments is never a good idea. The mantra I heard over and over growing up, this isn't going to surprise you at all either, Zurian, is Cindy, think before you speak. I love that. Cindy, think before you speak. I can't tell you how many hundreds, if not thousands, of times I heard that sentence. And, you know, it really is true. I mean, this is wisdom that is golden. And there's also a Sufi saying. You know what Sufis are?
No, what's a Sufi?
A Sufi, these are religious people. It's a type of religion and a way of being spiritual. So there's a Sufi saying, and it says, before you respond to any comment, ask yourself these questions. Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? So taking that intentional pause, I did it this time, sorry, I took your job, to ask yourself those
questions.
Is it ding dong? That's true.
I'm going to go to ding dong. I think that sounds better now.
Oh, you like ding dong?
It's a ding dong.
Okay. So asking yourself, stop it. So asking yourselves these questions, is it true before you respond? Is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And I'm going to add one. Will it even be heard? Most of the time you're leaving your partner or your soon-to-be ex-partner because they haven't seen or heard you. So if they're not going to hear you now, why say what you're going to say and then get frustrated one more time? So, you know, why bang your head against the wall? So again, your ex or stubby says something you find completely ridiculous or stupid. And then before you respond, kind of swallow, and before you respond, and you're doing what, Zurian?
Ding dong.
That's right. You're asking yourselves during the ding-dong, is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? And finally, one that I've added, you know, will it even be heard? Okay. So a second example of when the intentional pause can really be your best friend is when you're dealing with your children during and after divorce. Children are going to ask very pointed questions. They're going to ask really uncomfortable questions. They're going to want to tattle on the other parent. They're also brilliant at using one parent to get at the other parent so they can get, whether it's the latest electronics or more time on the latest electronics or getting out of their homework or whatever else they need to do. And they know divide and conquer by all means. So when you're dealing with your children, so they might say something like, Mommy, why are you divorcing Daddy? Or Daddy, why are you divorcing Mommy? Or Mommy, Daddy said da 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 da. Or Daddy, Mommy said da 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 da. And before anything comes out of your mouth, you do, Sirian?
Ding dong.
Ding dong. And there are only three things that kids need to know about divorce. Three, and only three. I put a survey on SurveyMonkey for children who have experienced their parents' divorce and asked them for help. You know, what did you most need to hear to help you through the divorce? Did you need to hear why your parents divorced? Did you need to hear, you know, did you need to be their friend? Did you need to hear their emotional trauma? And of course, the answer was all no. In fact, all those things were very, very destructive to children. The only three things that children of divorce need to hear is one, Mommy and Daddy love me.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they're going to be okay. And three, the divorce is not their fault. That's all they need to know. They don't need to know what a horrible spouse their father was or their mother was. They don't need to know how much you hate them. They don't need to know what horrible things that they did to you during your marriage. They need to know three things. Can you remember what those three things were, Zurian?
First one is love them.
Yep, Mom and Dad love them.
I know the third thing was that, I don't remember. It's none of their concern.
Right, it's not their fault. Yeah. It's not their fault, and it's going to be okay. It's not their
right.
fault, and everything's going to be okay. So using that intentional pause to really help your children through this very, very, very difficult time. So that's two very large examples of using the intentional pause to really make your life easier, happier, more clear, and less destructive during and after divorce. So another time, it might be that you set up a meeting to meet with your ex or your soon-to-be ex, and you're going to clarify just a couple of details on your property settlement agreement. These are things that you maybe have already talked about, and you're just going to clarify some stuff. So you're not expecting true conflict, okay? But you know it can get a little dicey. So because you've listened to me talk on your show in the past, you're going to say, oh, Cindy talked about healthy boundaries. And that means not talking about the divorce in our home. That means finding a different place where we're both going to behave really well, like in public, and we're going to discuss it there and leave it there. See, yay, go team. So you're going to drive into the Starbucks parking lot. Let's say you're going to meet at a local Starbucks. And you drive into the parking lot, and you turn off the car, and then you're going to Zurian what?
I'm going to go into the Starbucks.
No, you're going to do something else first. Ding dong.
Ding dong. I'm sorry.
Ding dong. Yeah, that's right. So you're going to use that intentional pause, and you're going to use a few minutes in the parking lot just to breathe and to tell yourself that this is all good. No, not there isn't going to be a lot of conflict. It's all going to go okay. You've all talked about this before, and you're going to use this as a time to just try to stay clear and to set your intention to walk in there, hold healthy boundaries, treat the other person with dignity and respect, and get in and out as quickly as you can. Okay, that one's pretty easy. Here's one that's a little bit more difficult. How about when you know there's going to be conflict? Conflict is hard enough. Huh? What?
No meeting at all.
No meeting at all? Stop it. So, but you bring up a really good point, Zurian, that people are taught to either avoid conflict or do war. And the intentional pause gives you another opportunity, a different option, right? It gives you an option to handle this conflict in hopefully a much better way. So let's say you know that you're instigating the conversation with your ex, and you have to talk about something that you know is going to make emotions rise. Like, let's say, for example, your child brought home a really bad report card.
Okay.
Or let's say you're supposed to have the kids this weekend, and you can't because something else has come up. So now you're going to have to ask your ex for a favor. Okay? So these are two examples, and I'm sure we can all think of and list, you know, 100 more where you're going to have to initiate a conversation that might involve conflict. So even before you have that conversation, you're going to do what, Zurian?
Ding dong.
Ding dong, that's right. And you're going to sit down with that pen and paper. Remember we talked about having a pen and paper? And you're going to sit down with that pen and paper before the meeting. You're going to use the intentional pause before the meeting. And you're going to write down a bunch of different choices. Right? So if it's like, I really need a favor, I need you to take the kids this weekend, even though I know it's my weekend, and, you know, I can do this, or I can do that, or I can come here, or I can come there, I can bring the kids to you, I can pick them up someplace else. If you can't do it, you know, maybe your mother can do it. So you write down all these choices for yourself. So it's not just either your ex takes them or they don't. So you want to have some flexibility. So writing down before you even get there. And what that does is it sets the tone from the time that you walk into the room, because you have all your choices worked out on paper, right? And you can also think about, okay, you've been married to this person for a while, right? So you know how they're going to react. So you can say, okay, Zurian, I know that this might make you angry, and when you get angry, you do this, this, and this. And so if he does that, how am I going to respond? And remember that Sufi saying, how am I going to respond in a truthful way, a kind way, and still be heard? So the bottom line is that you're using your intentional pause in this one scenario, this one example, where you create a game plan. And you create that, and you set that game plan really deeply into your head. And what that does is it gives you confidence, and it gives you clarity, and it gives you flexibility and flow with the other person. Okay?
Cindy.
Yes, sir.
Cindy, I know that the writing stuff down, that was tip number 4. But
yes.
One, could you give everybody your contact information if they want to contact you directly? Also, ladies and gentlemen, since I have several people in the queue, if anybody would like to ask a question, please press 1, and that will put you in the queue to ask a question. Also, the number, if you want to call in, is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Go ahead, Cindy. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, you can call me. My business number is 703-966-7620. I also give free 30-minute phone consults. So if you have any questions or you want to think about working with me, I do work virtually. Over half my practice is virtual work, so you don't have to live in or around this area. You certainly don't have to travel to my office in Middleburg. You can also reach me via email, cindy@transform-heal.com, cindy@transform-heal.com. You send me questions, I will definitely send you answers back. I would love to hear from you. Also, my rates are going up next month, Zurian. Woohoo!
Really?
So I would love to hear from people in the next 2 weeks before July is over so that I can save you guys some money. If you're considering divorce, going through divorce, or even if you're just stuck after divorce, I would love to help you find more joy in your life and more clarity. So get to me before July 31st, and we can save you some money in the process and get you started moving.
Roger that. And thank you to Harris and Howard for liking this show.
Awesome.
This particular show is on now. Go ahead, Cindy. Continue.
Okay. So the very last scenario or example where the intentional pause becomes your best friend is now you're on the other side of the conflict. So let's say your ex comes to you, right, and asks you for something. And so here we use the, Zerion?
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Pause button so that we can ask ourselves a number of questions. So this is a beautiful time where you look at your ex or you're talking to your ex on the phone and you say, you know what, let me get back to you in an hour, or let me get back to you tomorrow and let me think about what you're asking and see if, you know, if there's any way we can pull this off. So whenever they ask you for something, you take that intentional pause, and again, during that intentional pause, you ask yourself some questions, and the first question is, do I want to help this person? That's kind of a touchy one. The second one is, do I want to do this task? The third one is, what are the consequences of saying no? So let's, you know, something like, you know, they want to switch weekends. There's going to be a time where you're going to want to switch weekends. You know, they're going to need to pay you a couple of days late. There might be some time where you're going to be late on something. So thinking about what are the consequences of saying no, and then finally asking yourself the last question, you know, what choices can I come up with that will create a win-win situation for both parties? Because you know what, if you have children, your ex is never really going away. So you might as well do what you can to create a very positive and functional co-parenting environment as you can, and trying to be flexible and flowing with each other as much as possible, because whatever they need from you, you're going to need from them probably later on in the future. So using that intentional pause, ding dong, when you are on the other side of conflict, when someone is asking you something, asking yourself the question, do I want to help this person? Do I want to do this task? What are the consequences of saying no, and what are the choices that I can come up with that will create a win-win situation for all parties? So that's it.
That's
and I know all of those scenarios come up. I know they do, because every single one of those has happened in my life. What about you? Is there have any of those happened to you?
Oh, of course, yes. It's always you trying to, or them, trying to be, keep it as a win-win, because it always seems to be territorial, and unfortunately the children are usually the ones that truly suffer.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm sorry, keep going.
No, I was saying with the unnecessary garbage that each of the two parties bring in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we bring in just normal things like anger and rage and resentment and bitterness. And the only way to do this, people, is to make sure that you have a safe place and you have safe people to vent your stuff. I mean, you're allowed your feelings, but we just can't take it out on the other person, and we can't take it out around or on our children. So, you know, having a therapist, a life coach, you know, good friends, maybe even some family that you can just go bleh to will help you, you know, use that intentional pause so you can stay in clarity, but, you know, making sure that you have those safe places where you can get rid of your stuff, you know, before you have to deal with your ex. Because you're right, we do get territorial, and if we're already feeling victimized by the other person, we're going to dig our heels in and not just say no, we're probably going to say hell no, right?
Right, or sometimes it's the fact that you know you set this up to fail from the beginning and now you're guilty and don't want to admit your guilt. So it's a whole scenario. But you've covered a whole bunch of other topics in the same area, but in other shows that we've done. So I would encourage anybody that is really interested in learning more to either contact you or to go to your website, because I know that you have the shows posted on your website.
I do.
And also to reach out and get some information, some advice, some guidance.
Yeah, I also do like free teleconferences. Like earlier this month, I did the same thing, but I did it with just two reminders and just two different scenarios, and then really playing off, since we have more time here and we have more listeners, you guys can't be on the call with me like you could be in a teleconference necessarily, but you get a lot more information. So I do have all of those posted on my website, www.transform-heal.com, and I have hours of free life coaching on my website that you can go to and take advantage of.
Roger that. And ladies and gentlemen, we know that some people like to listen, and you don't want to air your dirty laundry on international radio, so we understand that. But again, reach out to Cindy, because she's, again, a wealth of information, and she's somebody that's been through at least some of the things that you've been through. So, and she's a non-biased third party. That's another thing, because mm-hmm. sometimes we can't find those people that we can blah to, as Cindy said earlier. So sometimes you need that too.
Yeah, and it's really helpful when we not only have someone we can go blah to, but somebody who can look at us and go, you know, I hear that you feel that way, but is that really the truth of what's really happening? Like you said, we can't get around our own stuff sometimes, and sometimes it takes another person who's not biased to look at you and go, okay, I kind of call, you know, bull. So let's see if we can look at it from a different perspective, and that I find was really, really helpful for me, and it's one of the things I do for my clients.
Roger that. So one more time, could you let everybody know how to get in touch with you, and then give us the closing quote for the day?
Oh, you didn't tell me there was a closing quote. That's a test. Okay.
What's going on?
So anyway, you can reach me with my business cell, 703-966-7620. You can email me at Cindy at transform-heal.com. And remember, my rates are going up next month, so I would love to help you on this journey if you are considering in or just stuck after divorce. I would love to help you find more joy in your life during and after this process. And let's see, life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. Life is about learning to dance in the rain. That's my quote.
Outstanding. I like that. All right, Cindy, again, as always, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on.
Thank you, Darian.
You bring great value to the show and to the listeners, live and archived.
And you did a very good job with the and then the ding-dong. Really, really good work, so I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you. I just love the fact that I not only get to be the host, I get to be your sound effects. That's beautiful. Usually I'm also the guinea pig. Next thing I know, mm-hmm. I'm answering marriage questions. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really not answering questions. I'm participating in the activity.
There you go. There you go.
All right, Cindy. Thank you again, and I will talk to you actually very soon.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. I look forward to it. Everybody out there, learn how to dance in the rain. That's what life is all about. Take care.
All right. Take care. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Cindy Battino. Cindy Battino is a life coach, and her area of specificity is divorce, marriage counseling, things along that nature. She's also, again, a life coach, an energy coach, and several other things. But again, Cindy has a wealth of knowledge and experience to share with anyone and everyone that could use her help. So if you found this show to be of use to you, or the information that Cindy shared to be of use to you, please share it with somebody that you know. And again, like I said, Cindy is a healing science practitioner and speaker. And again, she's all about helping you to reinvent your life with transformational healing. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well. Also, Cindy's contact information is actually also on the show link, so feel free to send that out. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and we wish you every success.